Well, Lauren Zitomirsky will be running as well on Monday. They may see each other coming and going, as you will hear, because Lauren is trying to set a world record. But current course record holder Jeffrey Mutai of Kenya is not worried because Lauren is running backwards. 26.2 miles. And yes, it is a thing with its own record. Lauren joins us from Pasadena, California. Lauren, why backwards?
So I've been raising money and awareness for epilepsy for the last 20 years. I lost my brother Brian to epilepsy before I was born. And the epilepsy community helped my dad so much during his time of need that my dad felt he wanted to give back to that community. And over the last 20 years, we've raised over $300,000 for the Epilepsy Foundation. And I had told myself that if I could qualify for the Boston Marathon, mm-hmm. that I would do something big for Boston where I could raise as much money and awareness outside of my network as possible. And I qualified for Boston. I went on the Guinness Book of World Records website and I stumbled upon the fastest marathon ever run backwards, which is 3 hours, 43 minutes, and 39 seconds, mm-hmm. which is about an 8.5 minute per mile pace. And I said, I can do that.
That was set in 2004 by a Chinese runner, Zhu Chenjun, at the Beijing Marathon. But that's a very tender story. Your half-brother who died in his sleep after suffering seizures. You're bringing awareness to the fact that epilepsy is still a very serious condition. You now want to raise $100,000 for it. And now the running backwards, which let's just talk about the practicality of this because we can't stand it. We just can't stand it. Don't you ever fall and bump into things?
Well, since I made the decision to attempt this last June, I have ran just about 650 miles backwards. So at this point, I'm pretty much as much of an expert at backwards running as possible. And yes, I have fallen a couple times. I ran backwards into a tree and cut up my back. I've dealt with all sorts of ailments and injuries with my muscles. For anyone who's run backwards, they know it's really hard. It's so much harder than running forwards.
Why? Tell us about it. I'm trying to. I can't actually try it here in the studio right now because I have a bit of an injury. Talk about the differences in muscles, for instance.
So with running backwards, it's really tough on your calves, quads, glutes, and feet. And I really think it's difficult because it's just not a natural form of movement. It uses a lot more smaller muscles as opposed to bigger muscles. And, you know, we're just not used to moving in a backwards manner. So I basically had to retrain my body to do this.
Well, it must be tough on your neck, too.
Well, you know, when I'm out running by myself, I am looking behind me. So basically my head's like on a swivel. And so, yeah, it does bother my neck. But I think, you know, all the months and miles of backwards running, my neck has gotten used to it. For the Boston Marathon, I'll have a spotter with me. He'll basically be the eyes that I don't have in the back of my head. We came up with a system where he gives me audible commands, basically telling me to move right, move left. And if it looks like I'm going to fall or run into something, he can like physically grab me.
I'm sorry. When was the last time you were in Boston in the spring? Because I'm just thinking how quickly he can yell out pothole and you can avoid it. Or trolley tracks. You know, God, are you worried?
No, I'm not worried. You know, I've ran so many miles backwards, and I actually ran the last 20 miles of the LA Marathon backwards a few weeks ago as a practice long run. You know, hopefully with the Boston Marathon, I'll be with a much faster, you know, group of runners around me, and, you know, I won't have joggers or people stopping and spectators crossing the path.
You're facing the runners. I would think that would throw their run off. They're staring at your face.
Yeah, so when I run backwards in these races, yes, everybody is staring at me, which is always interesting. You know, when I'm running backwards and people are running forwards and I pass them, there's that moment where we're face to face and I get all kinds of reactions.
You're passing me and you're running backwards. Well, what will you be thinking about when you cross that finish line, which you can't really see?
You know, I'll be thinking about the 1 in 26 people that will be diagnosed with epilepsy in their lifetime. I'm trying to bring epilepsy out into the open because it is still a very, very stigmatized disorder.
Lauren Zitomirsky will tell you how to hook up with his website and what his number is so you can follow him as he runs the Boston Marathon backwards for the Epilepsy Foundation. Lauren, good luck.
Thank you.
Okay, if you want to see what this looks like, I mean, it's incredible. Go to herenow.org. We have a video there from his website. We'll also link you to the Boston Marathon website, his number 4758, if you want to follow this.